Welcome to Ear Biscuits. I'm Link.
And I'm Rhett. It's time for another candid conversation with someone interesting from the internet.
This week on the round table of dim lighting, well, not on it, just around it, we have Glozell Green, vlogger extraordinaire, self-proclaimed queen of the internet. That's what it says on her YouTube channel. I'm not going to deny it.
She's queenly.
She's got millions of views. 400 million views. That might make you queen of the internet.
Yeah, I'll take that. She's going to talk about growing up as the only black person in an all-white school.
How she got banned from The Tonight Show.
And the fact that she accidentally made a video that now has over 20 million views. It's called My Push-Up Bra Will Help Me Get My Man. And now, I got to say, I'm very envious of her because, and she's going to tell you the story of what I mean by accidentally made a viral video. When she told that story, I thought to myself, really? Really? You didn't even intend this thing to be a viral video. Now it has more views than anything we have ever made. And we've been sitting here for 6 years trying to make viral videos.
We try very hard. We always have tried very hard. We're not going to lie to you about it. Every video that we, this is the one, this one's really going to do it. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to create videos that have gotten millions of views, some really quickly. Other ones have really surprised us. But which ones have surprised us? I think once you say that, I kind of need to, I was specifically thinking of the chiropractor commercial.
Well, yeah,
I was surprised that went as big as it did, as quickly as it did. But I mean, it's a different thing. We're not vloggers. We could never create the video that she created that got that many views.
Never. Well, but it fascinated me that it was a very different approach and a different strategy, but has become, you know, what it is today, the Glozell Green that you're going to meet and going to enjoy.
Another story that she's going to share with all of us is how she met Elijah Wood in a Quiznos, and the bathroom is involved. That's all I'm going to tell you. And then the what happened there ends up translating into a story that Elijah Wood talks about on Jimmy Kimmel. So it's just crazy how she just kind of finds herself in these situations, sometimes making videos that just change the course of her life. I love that about her story. But the other thing it made me think of was an encounter that my wife had with a famous person in a public restroom.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you this before. Now, Katie Holmes, before she was in Batman and before she married and divorced Tom Cruise, she was, what was that show she was in?
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yep. And Dawson's Creek was kind of winding up.
Wind up is getting ready to start. Winding down is it's about to end.
Thank you for catching that.
Yeah, right.
Because I want to be clear that it's when Dawson's Creek was winding down.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big difference.
It was over. Her career was winding up, is what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah.
But for some reason, she was back in Wilmington, and my wife, Christy, was also in Wilmington at a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, well, it is next to the beach. Lots of seafood restaurants.
And I think there was a buzz around the restaurant. I was not there, so this is secondhand knowledge to me, that there was a buzz around the restaurant that Katie Holmes is dining in this seafood restaurant.
Katie Holmes, look, she got the fried shrimp and the flounder.
She's in the restaurant. She is here.
She had too much of the flounder. She's got to go to the restroom now.
Christy saw her dining there, and then
flounders have two eyes on one side of their head.
And then she's leaving. Do you really want to talk about that right now?
I'm just filling in, get the gaps.
You're just peppering the story with flounder facts.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like a salt and peppered flounder.
Christy has to go to the restroom after she's eaten. You know, she's about to pay.
She had the flounder too, huh?
You have to get up and pay at this place. It's one of those fish camp type places in Wilmington.
Uh-huh.
She goes to the bathroom. Someone's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonder who it is.
Door's locked. She's waiting there a while.
Take a little Dawson's peek in there. See who's in there. Sorry. I'll just tell the story. Gosh. It's a great story. I've heard it before, though, so I'm trying to entertain myself to the second
waiting.
Telling.
And then finally, the door opens after what seemed like hours. It was just minutes, probably. And lo and behold, you know who it is. Miss Katie Holmes comes out, and her eyes meet Christie's as Christie's about to go in the restroom, one person at a time type deal, obviously. And Katie says to Christie, I wouldn't go in there. It's out of order.
Oh.
The bathroom's out of order.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means.
And then Christie says, well, I got to go. I got to give a shot. I got to go in there anyway. She goes in there, and it's like clogged up big time.
Katie clogged.
Katie dropped a big old bomb. Little girl, big bomb.
Oh, man. She felt right at home in that bathroom. Oh, man.
You're horrible. She did not want anyone to go in there. No, I mean, it could have been on the tabloids. My wife was gracious. She only told me the story. And then many years later, am I disseminating it through SoundCloud and iTunes?
Now. Yeah, it's in the past now.
But yeah, I mean, she lied and tried to cover it up. She just said, hey, I blew it up in there.
You can't do that when you're a celebrity. You can't do that. You can't admit to that kind of
human.
Thing, right? You know,
still human.
Just, I was just washing my hands in there.
And here we are with bathroom humor again.
But the crazy thing about Glozell's story with Elijah Woods is it's
Wood. There's no S. It's not plural. There's
Elijah
one guy.
Wood is it's a bit. It's kind of the opposite, but it's equally impressive and crazy of a story. And she's got an equally impressive career thus far with 2.2 million subscribers on the YouTube and over 400 million views on her channel.
Queen of the internet. Cinnamon Challenge video alone has over 33 million views.
And she's got quite the interesting story. And here it is, our conversation with Glozell Green.
You guys are so cute. Maybe I'll keep my sexy voice this whole time.
Are you taking a picture of... You're only going to be...
I'm professional, honey. I can get it on.
Now, Glozell, I noticed that you have your pocketbook still around your shoulder.
Yes, because I don't know you peoples. And I'm from Florida, and y'all will get away with doing whatever y'all want to me. I already know that. So I have to be prepared to run.
Because it's just us, and there's dim lighting. And
I don't know you. And I am sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know,
but do we look trustworthy?
Not at all. Not at all.
He looks shady. No, I look trustworthy.
A little, but that's the ones you got to watch. And you got that sweater, you know, like it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's like, so I don't know.
So you have issues with Mr. Rogers.
He was from Florida, so I do like him. However, there was some mystery about him. I don't know. He played with trains and little kids. I don't know.
Now, you just said a second ago that you have never tried coffee.
Never. I've never tried coffee, alcohol, or any kind of drugs or smoking anything.
Well, hold on.
I just threw that in there.
You just threw coffee in with alcohol and drugs.
No,
I mean,
I'm just saying these are the things I haven't tried.
Is coffee a gateway drug for you?
You know what? It could be. I won't know because I haven't tried it. So
but why? I mean, I got some right here. Link's got some right there. Well, I mean, what?
No, I'm not. Well, see, now that I'm over 40, what's the point? Now it's just the novelty of saying it and then watch people go, what? So now it's fun. I won't try it because people are just like, huh? But Starbucks, well, they have tea. Hello. Look at you, look very perplexed. Like,
so you
she's
do tea.
Serious.
You do tea.
I do tea because I do like the British and I like pretending. I really do. I put on the hat and I do this. And my name is Cicely Cardew. I have a really great time by myself.
Now, I can see that.
I mean, I'm not coffee. By myself. It's just nobody else is there.
I have this coffee right here. This could be the opportunity.
Hello? No.
Okay.
No, don't even try it.
Now, you said
see how people want to press you into doing stuff? Just like the drug, cinnamon, and coffee. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, we know about cinnamon.
Oh,
33 Lord. Million views later.
Wow.
Everybody knows about cinnamon.
Hello. But
you don't know us, but I'm trying to tell you that we've met on multiple occasions.
Yeah, maybe twice.
Did you have the beard? Were y'all white still?
Okay.
I was white, and I've had this beard for quite some time.
Okay,
I haven't shaved the bottom part of the beard in over a decade.
It was after the Streamies.
After the Streamies,
our wives wanted their picture taken with you.
I bet you, I remember the wives. What did they have on? You don't remember?
Clothes.
They looked good though.
They looked great.
It was towards the end. It was after the streamings, right?
You were
over to your side of the.
Yeah, everyone. You were in the parking lot afterwards, and like you were almost totally away.
Oh.
You don't remember?
No, because I took a picture with this girl from the middle. Do you remember that?
Uh huh. I don't remember the picture. I'm in the middle though.
The girl, the middle. She was
the show.
Yeah, the show.
Yeah.
She was there, and I took a picture, and then you guys came up after that, so I do remember that now.
That is right.
Yes. See? I remember because I didn't have coffee.
And prior to that, we had a text exchange because I got a hold of your cellular telephone number, and I started texting you and trying to tell you who I was because I wanted you to be a Supernote captain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this? And you, and I was like, I'm Link from Rent.
Lord, if I remember that, I would not have been here.
Yeah, I was like, I'm Link from Rent and Link. And you were like, I don't know who you are.
I know who you are. You guys are very famous, popular.
Yeah, you're
messing with me. I remember now. I'm now making the connection to the two things.
Okay, but you were pretty busy. I mean, you're a busy lady. This was a very busy time.
I was getting ready to go out the country or something at that time.
Yeah, right.
I remember that. And plus, you have to understand, when I do videos, I don't edit, I don't do anything. So when people ask me to do stuff that requires effort... Really, like even driving, I'm like, okay, if it wasn't for Uber car, how would I get
Uber car? I like
it. It just wouldn't.
But I've seen you driving in videos.
No, you see me behind a wheel in video.
Oh, filming yourself while the car moves.
Yeah,
that's what I've seen.
I just bought a car, but I don't drive it.
Now, you recently got married, like I'm talking weeks ago.
Yes, so, it's almost 2 months.
So I want to get to that, but we
you newlywed.
Pray for him.
We usually like to kind of go back to the start, but I will say congratulations.
Thank you. You can go back to the start of what? The first marriage?
Of your life.
Oh. Your first memory.
My first memory. I actually remember being born. Okay, I could.
Tell us about it.
I say that, see, this is why I'm usually not with people, because that sounded strange, but I do. I remember going, like, late. My mom says I remember, like, a dream about it, but I remember it, I feel.
You were probably just looking at photos. And then
there's no photos of me being born.
Yeah, they didn't do that kind of photo.
No.
Yeah,
because I'm
you said you're over 40.
Yeah, I'm over 40. I know black don't crack, but it's starting to give, so I might get a little Botox-y-toxy. Just a little on this side, because this side is drooping. Just a little bit light right now. Just on this side. Make it even. You see it's even now?
If you get a lot of that, it'll just make you look surprised constantly.
That's fine.
That's pretty good.
I do that all the time anyway. Hello.
Okay, so you remember emerging.
I do.
And being born.
I don't believe that, for the record.
Nobody does.
What's the next memory?
I remember that.
Where was this? What state are we in?
We're in Florida.
Okay.
Where all the loony people come from.
What part of Florida? Where?
Orlando. I was born and raised in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. And I was breastfed till I was 4.
So you do remember that?
Yeah, because I was on one side and my sister, who's 3.5 years apart from us. So I know I had to be around 4. There you go.
So you were competing with your sister.
I won because...
Well, there's two. There's not really a competition.
I won. I won.
You mean you took both breasts?
No, because I was breastfed the longest. Because my mom was like, forget this after, like 2 of them.
Now, who ended that? You or your mom?
My mother.
Okay.
She's like, enough.
She cut it off at some point.
Yeah. So, there you go.
It wasn't like you were like, this is weird.
No.
She was like.
No. If I had kids, I would go that long.
Well, actually 4 is the international standard age for breastfeeding.
I think so. But most people are like, oh, are you not pleased? Like, your face is like, this is so strange.
I believe in breastfeeding.
Well, I'm talking about kids. Like.
I've got 3 of them.
You do?
Yeah.
I got 2 of them.
You do?
And they all.
Y'all look good.
They all nursed.
There you go. There you're right.
And it worked.
I believe in it. I did not.
I did not breastfeed as a child. I was a formula baby.
That's why I
drink
coffee.
And you guys are tall, so that...
But
geez.
I'm super formula.
I'm not as smart as I think I could be.
I'm not as dumb as I am. People are like, you're really dumb. I'm not that dumb, but I am.
I'm not as dumb as I am.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm brilliant, because I'm not brilliant, but I'm not a cinnamon out my nose. That was not smart. But I'm not as dumb as I am, so.
Okay, so you're breastfeeding alongside your younger sister, who was 3.5 years younger than you.
Yeah, she still is.
It's kind of a constant rate of aging.
Well, it depends if one of you travels in space. for an extended period of time, then that starts to change.
We don't really want to go there. We don't want to go there.
To space?
Well, yeah, we want to go to space, but we don't really want to go to that part of the conversation.
Okay, so take us back to growing up. Give us, paint us more of a picture of Glozell growing up. First of all, your name, you were given the name Glozell.
Thank you for saying that.
We have unique names, but...
Oh, that's your real name? Good.
My middle name is Lincoln.
Real names, Rhett and Link. And I've met a number of Rhetts. Have you ever met a Link?
I mean, never met a Link.
Never met a Link, but you know of Links. There's Link in a video game or whatever. Have you ever met another Glozell or heard of another Glozell?
No. I mean, people are naming their animals. Someone just named a dog. And there's a fish named after me.
But of course, that's talking after you.
Yes.
You're talking about fans.
Yeah. Or enemies. Depends on if they don't like them. You know.
Depends on what they do to their dog.
Yeah, it depends on.
Cat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But my father was named Ozell Green, and my mother's named Gloria Green, so Glozell. There you go. People always try to...
Did they give you that name, or did you... Is this like an internet name?
Didn't I just say my dad was named Ozell and my mother's named Gloria?
I know, but did you put that together?
On my birth certificate, it says Glozell Lanique Green.
Yeah, she wrote it. The day she was born,
she remembers the whole thing. I remember.
And she wrote Glozell.
I was there.
She was like, I got an ideal, Ozell and Gloria.
There you go. That's the only name I've ever had. I didn't name myself. That's the only thing I feel like they really got right was my name.
And I am sorry.
Everything else my mom has done has been wrong.
I'm sorry for asking you that because I do get offended when people say, all right, well, tell me your real name.
Yes.
I'm like, no, my name is Lincoln. It's just short for Lincoln, so I got it honest.
You don't even have to tell them that. Like, if you said my name was Kat, and that's not your real name, but that's what you want to go by, then that's what you want to go by.
Yeah,
what is your real name? That's what I want you to call me, Heffa. Shut up.
Okay, I understand. Yeah,
so that drives me nuts, you know.
So I'm sorry.
No, not in the interview section. I'm talking about, you know, in the street. I don't know you.
No,
why are you giving me an interview?
Accept my apology.
I'm going to think about it. Like, I don't want people interviewing me at Whole Foods, stuff like that. People do that just this week. Hi, can I take a picture? Sure, yeah, click. Do you have any kids? No, I'm over 40. I don't think I'm going to have any kids. Have you ever been pregnant? Hello? Who are you? Like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, somebody asked you that at Whole Foods?
Yes, like it gets strange. I get strange. But, you know, people are a reflection of yourself, so maybe, you know.
What's the strangest thing that a fan has ever...
Well, you get like the weird, weird, scary ones. Like, if you don't follow me, then I'm going to kill my dog and then send a picture of like a knife up against the dog. You get.
And my dog's name is Glozell.
Oh, yeah. Just add that part to it. You're like, if you follow me, I'll stop cutting myself. Like, I don't, like, that's not joking. Like, I don't even know. So, do you block them and then you find out they killed themselves or what? You just kind of
really?
Like.
You get, wow. No,
yeah,
we don't,
it gets
really
restrained. We don't
really get that kind of thing. We haven't gotten that kind of thing, thankfully.
How young is your audience? Like, I have like right. Where I'm kind of confused, I'm not sure. I know who I am sometimes.
Well, we're on YouTube, so I think we've got a young, confused audience.
Maybe you have more guys.
Yeah, probably.
And they just like, I just want to laugh and just you know talk about farts and that's really funny and you know girls boobs. But I get some.
Wow.
Yeah,
problem
overall,
cases.
Good. It's just that this, but I did get some of those this week, and I'm like, oh.
Now, okay, your sister, does she have an interesting name that's a different combination of your parents' names?
No, yeah, in a way, just my dad. When she was born, the song I'm on My Way to San Jose or something like that by Dionne Warwick was out. So my sister is named Dionne Zell after Dionne Warwick, who she's never met.
And your father. So
yeah, my father, yes.
So it was your mom and your dad combined their names for your name. And then your dad and
some stranger.
Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because Ozoria would have worked. Think about that.
I need to write that. That is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's the other combination of Gloria and Ozell.
Right, but they didn't.
Glozell and Ozoria.
They didn't do that. I like that.
I should have been there.
You know how many people have given me like mixtures of names? I never heard that one.
But
her name is Dionne Zell, so there you go.
I mean, that's a great name.
It's actually, she says Dionne Zell, but it's Dionne Zell. It's what the reflection is. So.
Is she a fan of Dionne Warwick?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody's like an enemy of her, but I don't think she went and got like a album or anything.
I think she had albums, but she was also in the Psychic Network Hotline.
The Psychic Friends thing is the thing that really screwed it up for me and Dionne.
that was 15 years ago, infomercial. Okay, so growing up in Florida.
Yes, growing up in Florida.
Did that just mean going to a bunch of amusement parks and having a
Every
glorious
year.
Life?
I really enjoyed growing up in Orlando, Florida. I went to Trinity Lutheran School from kindergarten and eighth grade, and I went to Luther High from ninth to 12th grade. So I was brought up Lutheran. There you go. Class of...
So it's like a private school. Mm-hmm. Were you wearing like a uniform?
We didn't have to wear uniforms. We're not Catholic. Come on. But we couldn't wear denim. And our we couldn't wear denim. Denim was like the anti. And your skirt had to go longer than your hands.
Your fingertips. When down by your side.
Yes.
You couldn't wear a jean jacket?
We couldn't wear denim. That way you just eliminated everything. So you couldn't be that casual that you're wearing jeans. That's what it was. And we got spanked also back in when you had paddling. They don't have that now.
So did you get paddled or spanked?
I got spanked at home, yes, paddled at school. I mean, come on, that weren't strange.
You got paddled a lot at school?
Not a lot, but I did get paddled.
What's something you got paddled for?
For not doing my math homework.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes.
This is intense.
Yes, but here's the thing with a paddle, with a board, depends on how bad it was. You get one with one hole or two holes in it, in the paddle. But
The more it hurts,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes. However, they didn't hit you as hard as you got hit at home. I'm like, my mama tried, they tried to kill me. So this ain't nothing. I'm not going to do my homework tomorrow. We might as well go ahead and hit me again.
You told them this.
Oh, no, but I was thinking this is not nothing.
Well,
off the tree, try to kill me.
I would think it would be worse because you couldn't wear denim, and that's one of the thickest materials you want to cover your
but how would
hind
I know?
End.
Well, you're putting it all together now. That's why you couldn't wear denim, because they're like, listen, these kids wear denim. We can't hurt them.
Can't phase them with the paddle.
No.
So, that's the worst you
so
did?
So I didn't wear jeans. I didn't get my first pair of jeans until I went to college. Because, if you couldn't wear it to school, what was the point?
Yeah, because you're
there. That must have been a great day.
So you're like,
That's when I found out I had a lot of junk. I was like, what y'all staring at me for? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, okay.
Like, I can't wait to go to college. I get to wear jeans.
Yes, that's what my wild thing was, but.
So what is the school like? I mean, this is a pretty unique experience, I would think, a private Lutheran school. What are the people like?
It's not unique to me because I went there from kindergarten to 12th grade with some of the same people. Some of the same people from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Okay. Similar thing for us, kindergarten to 12th grade, pretty much the same group of friends.
Yeah. So that's not weird.
But the Lutheran part.
Well, I don't know.
The no denim part.
What? Well, some people have uniforms. That means they're not wearing denim. They're not wearing this. They're not wearing that. So I think it's weird to wear uniforms. I didn't have to wear a uniform.
So what were your friends like?
They were like you. They were white.
Oh, no. Let's whisper.
That's white. Oh, no, what were my friends like? Well, people.
It was a white school, is that what you're saying?
Yes. I guess there's some black Lutherans. We're going to call in. We're the black Lutherans.
We don't call.
Yeah, people don't call in.
Oh, good.
Okay. So what was that like?
I've never had a black teacher, And I remember the first time I was talking about Martin Luther to my mom, and she said Martin Luther King, and she brought out a picture. And I'm like, that ain't Martin Luther. He white. I don't know Jesus. What they teaching at the school? Lord have mercy. You sent me there. So, hello. Hello. There you go.
So, you knew Martin Luther before
I knew Martin Luther, yes. Who Martin Luther Sr. That's Martin Luther Sr. Martin Luther King Sr.
Okay.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Martin Luther King Sr. was named after Martin Luther, the monk.
Right.
So, it's all related.
So,
everybody became a minister.
So, why did your parents put you in a private Christian school?
They put me in a private Christian school because they thought that I would get beat up at a public school.
What do you mean?
Because I was very awkward, and I know I don't seem shy, but I'm an introvert. I was just talking about that today on Facebook. I'm an introvert, even though I pretend not to be, or somehow it seems like I'm not.
Well, you're an introvert by definition is you're... You're not energized by being around people. Being around people is more of a drain. But Rhett and I both consider ourselves introverts. I mean, we're entertainers. We like to engage a group.
Right.
But we're drained by lots of conversations with people.
Need alone time.
Preach. Somebody that understands. And see, that helps you. It's kind of strange because you end up being with people like you and you can sit in the room and you're just not talking. We're having a great time.
Yeah, let's try that right now.
Just sit in silence.
Great for a podcast.
Awesome. But I went to the school with the same people, so I wasn't too much of a introvert, so to speak, but I was with, we know the same, you know, your mother and father of everybody that go to the school, your brothers and sisters, because you go for so long.
You were comfortable with these
people. Yeah, so you don't realize that you're such an introvert till you go, you know, 13th, the 14th year and at UF, and you're just like, I don't know right. these people's parents. They don't know me. You don't know Ozell and Gloria. You know, it's what? But fortunately or unfortunately, I guess unfortunately, there was the Gainesville murders were going on when I went to UF. So everybody was staying in. So I didn't seem that odd because nobody was going out because people were getting murdered.
Really? The Gainesville murders?
This is in college.
Yes, at UF, University of Florida. Yes.
Okay, so back before we get to college, I'm still going back. So do you think it was a good choice? It seems like the way you talk about it was a positive experience for you there.
I think so. Because I wouldn't be in YouTube. I wouldn't be able to be. I get along with a lot of people, and a lot of people like me. I feel like I'm diverse, you know. But if not, then I might be angry at hate them white people, and they don't do nothing. They're mad at Obama, you know. Where I don't feel that at all. I'm just like, but these are my friends.
Well, so you're saying that from a young age, all the friends you grew up with, they were mostly white people.
They were all 100% white people.
100% white people.
Yes. I was the only black person in my class.
And that was, I mean, there had to have been some negatives associated with that. I mean, you know, Glozell, the one black girl in our school? Is that what it was?
Well, yeah, but the down part didn't come from the students. It came from their parents early in the 70s when you... Okay, like here we go. Like on Monday, and you find out there was a sleepover and you weren't invited. And the kids were like, I wish you could come. But, you know, mom said, you know, we couldn't invite nobody black over to the house. That kind of thing. Now, that changed by the time I got to 12th grade.
Right.
But in the beginning, early on, some of that did happen. And that was the issue.
And how did you deal with that?
Well, I didn't get upset with the parents because the kids were so nice. I mean... I got along with everybody. We were together. I think it's fine. And plus, that one particular person, her daughter married a black person, and I couldn't have been happier. I was just like, whoo, Lord have mercy. Karma, bite ya.
Do they let him visit at Christmas or anything?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just so happy. That was the funniest thing to me, that particular person.
So you weren't like, Mom, Dad, why you put me in with all these white people? I'm the oddball here.
No, I didn't know I was. Well, the first day of kindergarten, I go in and I'm like, oh, Robbie Gifford. Kind of looked like you. And I was like, something is wrong with him. His skin. Wow. But I'm going to be his friend because, you know, when the kids get here, they're going to pick at him. And I'm going to stick up for him because he's, you know, he's cool. And I was like, his eyes are the wrong color. You can almost see through them. They're blue. That's gross. But you know what? I'm going to be his friend. And obviously he doesn't have a disease because they wouldn't have him here at school. And I'm like, his hair is yellow. But then as the other kids start coming in, that's when I realized, I'm like,
they all got a disease.
I was like, there is another one.
I better figure out how to fit in right here. And fortunately, people thought I was funny.
So it sounds like that your family, at least, was, if going to school at this school where mm-hmm. you were the only mm-hmm. black person mm-hmm. was.
And I wasn't black then. No, I'm somewhere between I became African American. I don't know what year that was. I was like, who is African American? Who are y'all talking about? I ain't never been to Africa. But yes, I was black then, yes. I did not know who African American was.
That changed at some point.
It changed before I went to UF.
But let's connect the dots. Let's fill in some of those some of those gaps. So college, you end up doing stand up comedy because
you went crazy. You started wearing denim.
Yeah,
started doing stand up
wearing your jeans.
Did you sow your wild oats?
Did I sow my wild oats?
Well, she said she's never had coffee, alcohol, or tobacco.
But I do like the men's. I do like guys. That would be my drug of choice. I guess y'all's cute too.
You had a lot. You were with a lot of guys in college?
No. I was a trick. No. No. No, I'm saying, I don't know what sow your wild oats means exactly. I wasn't sowing.
I don't know either. I was hoping you could just go with it.
Well, I'm going to go with it. My wild oats happened when I came here, so to speak, into California.
How did Florida become Los Angeles? And, you know,
I moved to California in 2003. And I started one weekend, and I was going to the comedy clubs.
And what led to that? And I was teaching. Though? Was it like, okay, if I'm going to make a go at this, I've got to get to Los Angeles? Like, what was...
Yes. The whole time... Well, back on the Carol Burnett show, there was a Tim Conway show. Uh-huh. And on every credit, it would say, made in beautiful downtown Burbank, or the Tonight Show, made in... You know, we're in Burbank. I'm like, if I just get to California, then...
Burbank.
If I could just get there, you know, then that's gonna be it.
Just gotta get to Burbank.
Yes, and then when I went to University of Florida, there, Mr. Jay Leno said, let the Gator growl, which is some kind of festival thing that we have at UF. So I'm thinking, when I tell him I went to UF, he's gonna be like, well... Well, there you go. Like, you so totally get tunnel vision for just yourself to hold on to something. So I'm like, I'll just go to the Tonight Show. Tell him I went to UF. And I'll probably start working there at the Tonight Show. Right? He's going to love that. Well, it didn't turn out like that. I end up going to 200 shows.
You said 200?
I went to over 600 shows. Over 2 years. Yes, I've gone. Yes,
and your plan... So what was your plan?
The Tonight Show. You're going to the Tonight Show taping.
Tonight Show, yes.
600 times in 2 years.
Yes, and it's documented.
How do you do this?
Well, what had happened was...
Why do you do this?
So I said, why don't you go to the Tonight Show? Maybe you'll get an idea. And so I had VIP tickets, so I didn't have to wait in line, and I would just go. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get some ideas. And it was just nice watching the show. This is a classic show that I used to watch. I love The Tonight Show. And when I was growing up, it is not that way now. But when I was growing up, if you are a comic and you got on The Tonight Show, whether you got the thumbs up to come sit down with Johnny Carson or not, right. Don't you yawn. Are you yawning?
No, I'm enthralled. I'm so enthralled that I was just opening my mouth in awe. It was not a yawn at all. It was like...
I wish somebody could see the cameras. Like, where's the camera right here?
I watched a documentary on Johnny Carson recently, and I was fascinated by the fact that the comics would come out, they would do their stand-up, and they would look over at Johnny.
That was their life. Do you understand?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if Johnny
was the
gave
man.
Them the thumbs up, it would change their life.
How do you go every day? I mean, because that seems like a difficult thing to do. There's people who travel here and I want to go to the Tonight Show.
No, I was living here, and I knew someone that worked at NBC, not at the Tonight Show, NBC, and they get on the VIP list. You're just on the list. You show up, you go to the show. It's free to go.
Right.
And they don't tape at 11. They tape at 4. So you're done with whatever you're doing, and you can go watch the show. It's exactly an hour. That's it. It didn't take much time out of your life.
Right. Okay.
So.
And you got the VIP ticket every day.
For 7 months, I had a VIP ticket. Not realizing that the Tonight Show people are like, well, who is this? We don't know who she is. Is that Bill Cosby's granddaughter or something? Like, you don't know who is able to come every day. You know, so someone came up to me and said, why don't you start a blog? I'm like, a blog? I didn't even know what a blog was. I didn't have a computer. I didn't know. So I went to the library and I started a blog, and I was like, oh, this is what happened. The bathrooms are dirty here at the Tonight Show today, and blah, blah, blah. I met this person, blah, 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 blah. I was writing, not knowing that these people were reading it. But
and
then,
what year are we talking about here?
2008. 2008.
Okay.
And it was a blog strictly dedicated.
It's still up. It's called ilovejayleno.com. It's called glozeslovejayleno.com. That's what it's called. Still there. All the old stuff, and they show you pictures of me in line, you know. Crazy.
So people started following this. People were interested.
Yeah, but I didn't know that people were following. I was just writing my thoughts. I was like, okay, because I would write in a diary. I would write every day when I was sitting there. So now they know what I'm writing because I'm online. Dumb me. I'm writing. Okay. And I'm like, oh, Jay should change this joke. And then the joke would change. I was like, what's the odds of that? And I've done that before.
What do you mean the joke would change? Between taping to airing?
No, because he would do the same joke more than once. He doesn't do brand new jokes all the time, every night. He might do a joke on Monday and turn around. If it's still hot about, let's say, Paris Hilton or somebody on Monday.
He'll reword it a little bit, but he'll still talk about
Paris.
Yeah,
sometimes it's the same joke. It was hot, it'll be hot again. Not everybody catches everything and watches every night.
Really?
Right.
You should know. I mean, I know. Listen, Link's questioning you, but you went to 600 shows in
600
2 years.
Documented
shows. She's the authority.
Documented.
Here.
Like, that is documented. I was in the paper, and it was getting a lot of
attention.
That might
be a world record, first of all. Have you ever thought about that? Okay, so you've got the blog going. People are interested in
this. Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, and.
And then.
People were visiting me.
Jokes are changing as a result of your blog.
Two or three times.
And then what
happened was the strike. Which everybody from the inside was outside. This was like my dream come true. Everybody from every show was out there striking. I'm taking pictures, whatever. But I knew that they were going to go back. And when they went back, they were looking at the blog. You know, I'm taking pictures of what's going on. They went back to a job. I was just going back to the Tonight Show.
But you started making videos.
I started making videos of the people in line interviewing. Like, hey, I thought that the interest was the people in line, not thinking that people thought that I was funny interviewing people in line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, okay, so you mean people from Australia and Germany and this place and that place. And because of my background, I guess, you know, I could talk to them about anything. Like, oh, yeah, so...
But you weren't harassing anybody, right?
I wasn't harassing anybody, but I also was writing everything about good, bad, and ugly about the Tonight Show, about everything from the bathrooms to who got kicked out and what really happened, what didn't air, everything.
Too much information. They were uncomfortable with the amount of disclosure.
They never said, but I'm just saying this is what I was writing.
Maybe they were seeing it kind of like stalker territory.
That, well, what happened was they asked me to come to the green room, which I thought...
This is my moment.
2 years... And they're like, you can't come here anymore. And I thought I was going to be punked. I'm waiting for Jay to come out. Like, what? I'm like, what? What? I'm banned. One of two women, me and Joan Rivers, are banned from the Tonight Show. I kind of feel honored, but you know what I'm saying? And it was the greatest thing ever, because right then it was done. My world was completely the Tonight Show. If people wanted to talk to me, they would come to the Tonight Show and like, okay, because they knew that I was going to be there. People from my church will hold my spot in line if I had to go do something, because that was my thing. That was the only thing I had.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
So,
and once again, who comes to Tonight Show? White people. I didn't realize how easy it was to spot that I was coming every day, because the only thing black about the Tonight Show was the band.
Right.
That was the audience is not black at all. Not even when Obama came. It was, they white.
And you.
People had to work.
How did you feel when... You were shut out.
First, I really tried to hate Jay, even though, you know, what if I had never been there, never met him, never, he never said that thing at when I was at UF, let the gator growl. And it's not his fault, even though I do believe that he was the one that's like, okay, this is enough. You know, I believe it's him. But it was a good thing, and I love him. And
how was it a good thing?
It was a good thing because the guy from the Today Show, Lenny, I guess this is a black thing. We just stand out and watch white people shows. But anyway, he was there for over 20 years. That could have easily been me. Easily. I could have easily only talked about people that came to the Tonight Show and not done the Cinnamon Challenge and not do the other things, because I thought what was important, what people were watching, was people that were going to Jay Leno, because mm-hmm. I thought the Tonight Show was so huge. And now,
but
Tonight
you realize
Show
it
is
was about you.
Now
they
I do.
They were entertained by you.
Now I do, but
when,
I didn't.
When did that happen? When did you understand that?
After I started doing videos, like, well, maybe I can watch the show and start talking about it. I was still trying to connect to the show somehow, because, like, who cared about me? Mm-hmm. Who was I? I thought I was just that was it. And since then, they've started their own blog, which is great. And moving on.
But how did it shift from you were just watching the show and continuing to blog to,
well,
I got to
no,
do something
I never did
different.
Start, well, I'm like, well, I'll watch the show. But then I was like, well, that's crazy. I mean, so it took a while for me to figure out, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been doing this for 2 years, and it's been great. This is my cheers. People wrote to me, like, can you pick me up a ticket? I'm coming in, but I didn't get a chance to get a ticket. Sure, I'm going to go to the office and pick up tickets all the time. I love doing that. I didn't have a problem. And I'm looking forward to meeting the people. There's people that I met in that line that I'm still friends with now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the first thing you did post Jay Leno?
That's when my first viral hit came, was my push-up bra helped me get my man back.
Driving in the car.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thought process?
The thought process is like, we're going to do a ghetto soap opera, and my name will be Tracy, and this guy, his name would be Peter. And I was on my way to meet Peter at the park. However, an accident just happened. So I was like, oh, I need to record this for the police. Nobody's here yet. So I'm like, okay, hello, I'm on the corner of Kawanga and Lancashire. This is, and then I look in the mirror, and I had on my little red hair. I'm like, Tracy. You could tell that the voice changed. If you watch it from the beginning, because I'm like, I was really concerned. And I'm like, this is Tracy. And then I'm trying to tell, oh, smoke it and get in the car.
Yeah, you see you see the car burning.
The burned out car.
It was really happening.
On Cahuenga.
Right then.
And I was... You're telling the address of the accident.
Yeah, I'm trying to save the world. I'm trying to help somebody.
And then you decide to go into character.
Well, because I see that it wasn't Glozell. I'm like, well, that's, you know. So then I'm like, yeah, that's Tracy. And then I almost hit a car. And I'm like, stay on your side. But I almost hit him. I'm taping, trying to drive with a Kool-Aid hair. And these people are like burning up. Like literally. These people. I'm like.
Yeah, you totally forget about them. You never hear from them in the video. Once you go into character
fully. And when you say viral video, I mean, we're talking.
This 20 million hits.
Yeah, 20 million
that's
views.
That was viral then. It's not viral now.
Well, no.
I hope it is. Yeah, given our views, I hope it still
no,
is.
No, you're looking at like my friend Rebecca Black when she's got over like 200
well,
million.
Well, that's just a different stratosphere. But 20 million is incredible. And I think that I'm fascinated by the fact that how many people who have watched that video and shared it knew that you were playing a character at that point.
Nobody. And I was like, these people are crazy. They're like, are you shit so ghetto, whatever. I'm like, first of all, I was surprised that people didn't know you can dye your hair with Kool-Aid, because Black people do that. You can dye your hair with Kool-Aid. And I'm like, that is so funny. I'm like, oh, okay, that's one of the things that, like, I can bring the cultures together. You know, like, you
right,
can.
So you knew that you just understood based on the internet and YouTube at the time that most of the people who were watching were probably white people who were commenting on this video. And not understanding what
yes.
you were doing.
I'm like, no, it really was. And then I go, forget it. It kept going 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. There was no way to try to keep up with trying to explain. If you go to the first comment, you'll see, like, a first couple of hundred, I was trying to, like, no, really, this really was happening, and Glozell, and I was like, forget it.
But when did it hit you that, okay, all right, this YouTube thing is getting this traction, I'm getting millions of views, I'm going to keep feeding this thing, I'm going to keep going back and trying to make this happen over and over again?
When, I think the first big thing was Perez Hilton, because I'd heard of him, I thought, like, wow, that's big. And he was like it when it comes to blogging and vlogging at the time.
And and I've read somewhere that was it Elijah Wood mentioned
yes.
you on the Jimmy Kimmel show?
Yes, he did.
So what video was he referencing it, and how did that go down?
Oh Lord! All right, we were in the middle of nowhere. And I'm obsessed with the show called Wilfred. Right? Okay. Wilfred.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We're in the middle of nowhere. We go to this one Quiznos. There is nothing about 2 hours before and nothing like 2 hours afterwards. Go into the Quiznos, and then I watched Wilfred the night before. Okay, I'm really big on shows. When I love a show, I love a show. I had to go to the bathroom. Meanwhile, I can't stand going to public bathrooms. Most people have never even known me to go to a public bathroom. I put like 18,000 tissues all over that toilet, okay? Because I can't squat that long, you know what I'm saying? So I put all the paper towels, okay? And then I tried to flush them, but they wouldn't go down. And uh-oh. I was like, well, I walk out. Who is there? Elijah, I was like, no.
What?
No.
Elijah Wood?
I was like.
Is in the Quiznos?
In the Quiznos. He ordered a vegetarian, just so you know. So,
of course.
So. And I know that he's going to have to use the bathroom because there's nothing before you get to and there's nothing after.
What town is this?
This was on the way, we went to Oakland. So on the way back, one stop.
On like off the 5 or something.
In the boonies. Okay. This was like a crazy thing.
So
I know he's going to have to go to the bathroom. He knows that I just came out there and he knows all he sees is the brown paper just stuffed in it. And I was just like, may I take a picture with you? And then I left. I did a video about Elijah. I just want you to know that it was nothing else. It was just number one in the bathroom. But what had happened was that, I just did a video.
And you came clean.
That's
talking
it.
Directly to Elijah
That's
Wood.
That's it. I'm going, you know, because I'm so sorry. I really love Wilfred. Oh, and I did say that I loved you in Lord of the Flies, even though I lied because I don't watch movies, right? So I totally jacked that up. You know, I knew him from Wilfred. I don't know him from any. Whatever movies he did, because I don't care about the movies. I saw Wilfred, you know. Most
right.
people don't come up to him like, oh, that dog show, you know. But
right.
that's what
They're I like. You're Bilbo.
Yeah. That's what I like.
Or,
so, So I'm like, oh, and Lord of the Flies, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the comments like, you don't need Lord of the Flies, you stupid.
Frodo.
Da, da, da. I'm like,
oh. You don't know either.
I'm worse than Glozell. I'm calling Frodo Bilbo.
I was like, what?
See? Of Lord of the Flies, exactly.
Yeah.
So when he went on a
And Jimmy, you didn't know he saw it until he was on Kimmel?
No. And people were like, he talked about you. I'm like, oh, but he didn't talk about the bathroom, which I was thankful. Because, and he tweeted me, he goes, I did use a plunger gloves. I was like, oh my God, no.
Right.
He's yawning again. Can we stop?
Where is your coffee? No, I wasn't yawning.
See, hello, your coffee don't work.
Now you're, that's a false accusation. I was not yawning. Like, no,
I was just laughing. Well, then you let one go. You was like.
That was an air biscuit.
That was an Elijah Wood moment.
An air biscuit on air biscuits.
Now, what about finding your husband?
I was at a festival in the Orlando area, and my mom was supposed to go and pass out flyers for. Are you yawning? Okay, just checking. Okay, pass out.
I'm not yawning.
I know, just messing with you now. Every time you open your mouth, pass out flyers for Congresswoman Corrine Brown, and I come in town. And I'm like, Mom, I don't really want to go to the festival. And she's like, I need to go to my prayer meeting, which means she was playing cards. Okay. They don't even pray over cards. So, and I was like, okay. So I go there for my mom and I'm passing out the flyers. It's hot. It's outside. I'm like, ugh. I get up. It's packed. I get up from my seat. I come back. This guy's in the seat. And how he was dressed, I figured, well, he definitely don't have a woman. And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute for a black guy, you know, because I'm one of you, right? That's how we talk. He's cute for a black guy. And so we were talking and talking and talking and talking. And there you go. Two months later, he moved to California. I go, I'm not moving back here.
Two months of just like talking on the phone.
And... Yeah. And I came back to Florida. All my family's in Florida. Mm-hmm. So I would see him, and then I'm like, well, I'm not moving here, so I don't know what, this really is going to be nothing, but sowing the wild oats. There we go. And that's it. And he moved here.
So
and
after,
now a whole lot of women are mad at me, because how you find a black man? We can't even, ain't no white man nowhere. And I went there one day.
You got to go to Orlando.
So, okay, so it's 2 months of long distance dating. Mm-hmm. Then when did he move out here? How long ago was that before engagement?
We've known each other 5 years. So he moved out here.
Oh, so you were dating for 5 years mm-hmm. after he moved out to LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he moved, and I asked him to manage me because I'm like, I don't drive. I'm paranoid. I'm a crazy person. You know, if you could just, you know, emails come in and da da da, deal with people, da, you know, so I don't answer the phone.
You were like, help me with my business.
Yes.
I'll help you dress.
That was a nice arrangement. Yes.
Nice arrangement.
He's 10 years older than me, so and from the military, so he's very
okay.
You know, now he's a little more relaxed.
You got him in denim.
Yes.
And you're two months into your marriage.
Yes. Uh huh.
And how's that going? Married to your manager now.
I'm married to my manager.
All right. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Is you okay?
Is I okay? Yes, I is. Thank you, because you want to know. What had happened was, I used to say, hello, this is Glozell. Everyone doing all right? When I did stand up. And then I would say, hey, how you doing? Because I love Friends, right? But there's someone else named Wendy Williams that goes, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, Wendy Williams. And I was like, oh, I have to change this because I don't want them to think that I was copying her mm-hmm. when I was copying Friends. Anyway, so I was like, so is you all right? Is you okay? And then people are like, is you okay? They kept... That was all the comments. No one said anything about the video, so I just kept that. There's one video where I says, is you all right? And then the next one became, is you okay? And
they latched on to it.
That was it. It was one of those, everything that is good for me has been a mistake. Everything. So people like, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I think that's helped me. Because everybody else, like, we've got this kind of camera, and we use kind of this, and we edit all day, and da 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 da. And I'm like, well, how many subscribers? I don't know. I have over 2 million. I don't edit squat. I don't know how to edit squat. I've actually beat up a computer because I don't know how to use it. I couldn't get a Lady Gaga video to play. And I was just like, you know what? I hate this computer. And then she tweeted me. So it was worth it.
Well, it seems to me like things are going pretty okay. Maybe better than okay for you.
Well, I'm here. I'm like, what?
And I don't know what it's worth, but
I love you.
We do think that you are more than okay.
It's worth a lot.
Thanks for coming in here. You need to sign the table.
All right. Sure.
Wrong pen.
What? Yeah. See, I get it wrong. You had two. See, that was like
I don't even, this is a dry erase marker.
You need a green pen.
Oh, wow. You just went for it.
Look at that.
Kind of large. that was our conversation with Glozell Green. What a sweet person.
She's very sweet, very funny. I am, though, you know, a little uncomfortable with the fact that she kept accusing me of yawning.
Well, yeah, I would look over at you and you would... No, it looked like you were yawning.
I yawned legitimately one time, and that was the time she caught me. And I was thinking...
What happened?
I'm going to conceal this a little bit. It's just because I got up really early the other day and I haven't gotten caught up on my sleep. I wasn't about to tune out or anything. I mean, I was totally engaged in the conversation. And then after that, every time I looked at her, the only thing I was thinking was, I can't look like I'm going to yawn. And I got to admit, I did yawn twice, completely through my nose after that.
Oh, because God. She called you out on those too.
No. I just opened my mouth getting ready to say something one time and she called me out on it.
But deserve it. And if you pull that again, this is going to be solo. I'm going to have to go solo.
Can you yawn completely through your nose? I've learned how to do that a long time ago.
Well, why didn't you do it tonight?
I did every other... What I'm telling you is that the only other time she accused me of it was I wasn't yawning. I did yawn twice that she didn't catch me. And it wasn't because I wasn't engaged, just because I'm tired right now. I'm a hardworking man. Can you yawn through your nose? Well,
don't dodge the issue here.
You're dodging the question. Can you yawn completely through your nose?
I don't think so, Rhett.
A lot of people don't realize that it's totally possible.
Do you need to apologize to Glozell?
I'm doing it right now.
I mean, do you need to tweet an apology to her?
I just yawned completely, 100% through my nose.
Direct message it.
I'm not going to apologize for something that
was extremely rude.
It isn't true. I know.
You did. You just said you did it three times.
I did it once.
It's not professional.
She called me.
The standard here on Ear Biscuits is high, and you can't even see it. You're
so low. Let's
talk
about Glozell. That was awesome. She's awesome. She's got a whole lot of views. She's got a festival. She's doing a festival.
Oh, yeah. Check out her channel, youtube.com/Glozell1. That's Glozell Green. Let her know that we sent you, and we're going to be doing this next week, people.
And
so
I'm going to...
You know the pattern.
I'm going to be sleeping 8 hours a day for our next guest. I will not be yawning at all. I won't even be yawning through my nose. There will be absolutely no indication that I am anywhere near tired. In fact, I'm going to sleep through the day before we do this next time.
Okay.
I will be totally rested and hope your ears will be ready to receive a biscuit.
All right. You'll hear from us next week. And Rhett, why don't you teach me how to yawn through my nose?
Okay.